This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump sought to quell reports of a rift between himself and Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's top infectious disease specialist, stating again Wednesday that he has a very good relationship with Fauci. The president also looked to distance himself from an op-ed written by his trade advisor Peter Navarro in USA Today newspaper, in which Navarro says Fauci has been wrong about everything he has interacted with him on.
Well, he made a statement representing himself. He shouldn't be doing that. No, I have a very good relationship with Anthony.
Trump's statement came as the White House is seeking to tamp down a dispute between the president and Dr. Fauci over the best way to handle the outbreak of coronavirus in the United States. As the number of positive coronavirus cases continues to rise in the United States, several states are taking action to fight the virus. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Arizona, Florida, and Texas alone are reporting about 25,000 new confirmed cases. They're on the rise in Alabama, too.
We are almost to the point where hospital ICUs overwhelmed.
And Governor Kay Ivey will start requiring face masks indoors starting tomorrow. Florida is not mandating masks, but for the first time, Governor Ron DeSantis wore one today while speaking publicly. In Oklahoma, Kevin Stitt does not want to require masks.
You just open up a big can of worms. This is a personal responsibility.
He rarely wears one, and today became the first governor to say he's tested positive for the virus. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A group of hardline Iranian politicians have reportedly abandoned an attempt to impeach President Hassan Rouhani after the country's supreme leader signaled he still backs the man. Reuters' Joe Davies reports.
About 10 parliamentarians are said to have been pushing for Rouhani's impeachment and were trying to rally other lawmakers to their cause. The Iranian parliament has 290 seats. But one politician quoted by Tasnim said the motion had been dropped after Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, the highest authority in the country, had expressed support for the government. Rouhani has long been criticized by hardliner elements in Iran, and it's been complicated by the rapid deterioration of relations with the U.S., starting with Washington's withdrawal from the 2015 nuclear deal. The daily struggle for Iranians to make ends meet has also become harder since the reimposition of U.S. sanctions 2 years ago, and the economy has been further damaged by rising inflation, growing unemployment, and the coronavirus crisis.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. Localist candidates who took part in Hong Kong's unofficial pro-democracy primary election over the weekend said the results reflected the territory's unity on China's controversial new national security law. Speaking in a news conference on Wednesday, activist and candidate Joshua Wong said the election was an opportunity for voters to be heard in the global community.
And the unity is not only about the young generation, it's more about cross-generation, having more engagement, and to vote for candidates that have the spirit to commit more on the upcoming protests.
Hundreds of thousands of people voted in the election. Despite warnings, it could violate Hong Kong's new law imposed by Beijing that outlaws secessionist, subversive, and terrorist activities, as well as collusion with foreign forces to intervene in the city's affairs. A European court on Wednesday ruled that technology giant Apple does not have to pay more than $15 billion in back taxes to Ireland. The EU Commission had claimed in 2016 that Apple struck an illegal tax deal with Irish authorities that allowed it to pay extremely low taxes. But the Luxembourg-based General Court said that the Commission did not succeed in showing the requisite legal standard that there was an advantage. The EU Commission had ordered Apple to pay for gross underpayment of tax on profits across the European bloc from 2003 to 2014. An up day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing trading in positive territory. The Dow was up 0.85%, the S&P added 0.91%, the Nasdaq gained 0.59%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.